Tim, good morning. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Whatever the council has done to put this weather forecast together, we'll give you full marks for that. Welcome to San Diego, minus the beach.
We take full credit.
Well, you should. That's how that works. Good to hear from you today. It's the final Tuesday of August. Where are we at with, we heard budget hearings all last week. We talked to you last Tuesday. Everything wrapped up with that. Tell us kind of the timeline moving forward with the budgets.
We wrapped up the budget Thursday night, or the budget discussions, and we will then move forward to September 30th, where we will have a special session of the City Council to discuss again the budget, at which by that time they will have hopefully all their final numbers put together.
Does this give you just 30 days to digest all that information after the presentations you've heard? Is that why there's the extended time? Or do they go back and as you mentioned, make sure they crunch the numbers a little bit better? Why the 30 days?
Well, they're getting their numbers from the state government in regards to what to expect coming in from state revenues into city revenues. So that's really what part of what's going on. And then also, we have a deadline of mid-October to conclude that budget. And if we don't do so, then, of course, we have to live with the 2015 budget. So,
Tim, is there any tradition?
That's an annual schedule.
Is there any tradition to changes between the budget hearings and the final budget process? Does that happen much?
It happens a little bit, typically. I didn't hear that much discussion during our four nights last week. In regards to that, I think only one issue came up, and one council member had some concern about where the money was and where it would be allocated. That was the money that was in the city council budget for the Buskirk Chumley Theater. That council member just thought it should be in a different part of the budget, or in a different part of the administration as opposed to the council. But it's something the council does routinely, if you think about it, in terms of Johns Hopkins social service funding, and that sort of thing. So it's not an unnatural fit. I think it makes sense. And I personally look at it as a one-year opportunity for us to do this. And then with the new administration coming in, we will be able to, see where the new mayor would want to put that, hopefully, annual allocation to the Buskirk Chumley Theater.
At this point, are the changes more likely to come from the administration than from the council?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I very
if there are any.
Well, very few council members raise any real significant issues with the budget, and I think, as I said in the concluding comments last Thursday, I see this as a transitional budget from one administration to an incoming administration. So there are really no, hidden things within the budget or things that might raise question. It's pretty much
no last call for the mayor. He's not sliding something in there
that's right.
That he wants to see or put one of his projects moving forward.
No, I don't think so.
Very nice.
So. Yeah, and as it was pointed out on the very first day of the budget hearing on Monday, this is pretty much going to be a balanced budget there. The anticipation is that the revenues coming in will be slightly higher than the expenditures going out. So that's a
shouldn't that isn't that how it should be?
Well, it should be that way, but don't forget that we do have a rainy day fund to take care of things.
Where does that stand, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Where does that stand, by the way? Is that
the rainy day
healthy?
Yes, it is very healthy. Yes, Mayor, and I'm sorry I can't give you the figures.
No, I don't need that, but it's not going to matter to most people anyhow.
It is in very good shape, and I think it's it's a good transition from one administration to the next. So,
Tim, when does the final kind of what the impact is going to be on the taxpayer come?
We will know that on September 30th, pretty much.
Okay. And do you anticipate any significant increase in taxes? You say it's pretty much a balanced budget.
No, I don't think we will be seeing a dramatic increase in citizen taxpayer money.
Okay. No. Well, that's good. Read my lips. No new taxes. We've heard that.
So tomorrow you have a regular meeting followed by a committee meeting?
Tomorrow we will have a we will open with a a regular session where we'll have a first reading and then we will adjourn and reconvene as Committee of the Whole. And tomorrow we will be making some amendments to our human rights ordinance, which basically will be defining
what a human is, defining their rights as a human.
No, actually, what we are doing is adding to the list of categories veterans of military service to our basically protected classes of people. So right now, our human rights ordinance includes race, sex, religion, color, ancestry, etc. And for some reason, veterans had been overlooked, so veterans will be included. And then we were also adding housing as one of the areas that the Human Rights Commission and the ordinance will take a look at, so that a veteran, for example, a veteran cannot be discriminated against when it comes to housing based on the ordinance and the status of that person being a veteran.
Tim, how did it escape that the veterans weren't in there already?
You know, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
I just don't know.
But it's being fixed.
It is being fixed, yes.
Hey, while you're talking about, you mentioned housing. I saw a thing in the paper today that students coming back, renters' rights and things like that. The HAND department is trying to educate students about some of their rights in housing. Is that an annual event that you go through with this to let students know they have rights in their housing issues?
Yes, yes. The city and the university actually come together this time of year, every year, when students are coming into town, and basically try to educate people as to, you know, when you're living in a neighborhood, how you live in a neighborhood, and also what you should expect from your property owner, the person who owns the property, in terms of how health and safety and all those things associated with living in a rental unit. So, yeah, that's an annual education process that goes on. And typically what happens this time of year is you know, the HAND department is very busy doing inspections of units as people move in, and then typically what happens is there are a few emergency situations where, you know, people move into a rental unit and it's not what they when they rented.
It doesn't look like the brochure.
It's not what they expected, and so they call the city and the city goes out.
This isn't the Arctic Blue sports wagon. No, that's the family truckster.
That's right.
But you promised me the Arctic Blue sports wagon with the optional rally fun pack.
Mm-hmm.
These things do happen.
Exactly.
So, and, yeah, it's good that the communication between the sides.
And I talked with one of the HAND inspectors just the other day on my way into City Hall, and I said to her, I said, well, kind of busy time of year. She goes, yeah.
Well, didn't you increase the hours for they increased the hours for that as well, so they could have more stuff during move-in time?
Well, that's really for
Well, make sure that any new places or change places pass inspection before those kids get in there and have any issues.
That's right. It's for new units, mostly for new units coming online.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, good.
The inspector said, yeah, it's typically the parents who call and say, we got a problem here.
So, yeah, kids don't care. Anyway. They just want mom and dad to go away.
That's right.
Send money. See you at Christmas, right? That's how that
yeah.
works. All right, Tim, what time's kickoff tomorrow night?
7:30, and again, tomorrow we will be meeting in the utilities building, which is
good
on
point.
The Miller Drive and Henderson.
Look for the big water tower.
Yes.
Fire department.
Big water tower behind
fire
the
department next door.
That's right.
Yeah, they're your landmarks, kids.
Plenty of seats for the public. So.
And plenty of good seats still available.
Yes.
All right. We appreciate your time, as always. We'll keep an eye on the budget stuff moving forward. It sounds boring. What do you guys, you got anything to do before the end of the year? It's gonna perk my attention. You got any controversy? You've got, what's going on here?
Well, we had a staff meeting the other day, and we will be looking at a couple of zoning issues.
Okay.
That's coming up.
All right. Well,
one is an issue and one is an alley vacation. So we'll be looking at those. But those should not be too controversial.
And when an alley, Keith's looking at me funny. Keith, an alley vacation is when the alley goes to the Virgin Islands for a weekend. That's exactly what happens.
There is discussion about addressing the height of buildings and the waiver process, you know, which we saw
just
on
a
the hotel
tinkering
down in Kirkwood.
Sure.
Yeah. So okay. I think there's some legislation in the works for that. So I think that's what we'll be looking at.
All right, sounds good. We'll keep us informed on Tuesdays, will you?
Will do.
We appreciate your time, buddy.
Yeah, have a good week.
All right, thanks, Tim. Tim Mayer, city councilman, he checks in with us every Tuesday morning. We keep an eye on city government. Tim helps us make sure that it doesn't get lost in translation.